Two Texas men arrested for allegedly sex trafficking teen girl. By Bob Price on September 17, 2020. Federal prosecutors in Dallas announced the arrest this month of two more men in connection to a sex trafficking conspiracy involving a 13-year-old girl. Agents rescued the missing girl from a Dallas-area motel in September 2019. U.S. Attorney for the Northern District of Texas Neely Cox announced on Wednesday the arrest earlier this month of two men who allegedly purchased sex from a 13-year-old girl as part of a sex trafficking conspiracy. A federal grand jury handed down a superseding indictment against the two men and a co-conspirator on September 2. This led to the issuance of arrest warrants for 35-year-old Kenshin O'Brien Johnson and 30-year-old Sergio Trinidad Carvajal. ICE Homeland Security Investigations agents arrested the two men on September 2 on charges of conspiracy to commit sex trafficking and sex trafficking of children. Traffickers sell children for sex because their clients will pay for it. It's that simple, U.S. Attorney Cox said at a press conference reported by KCBD 11 Wednesday morning. By attacking both the supply and the demand, we think we will be able to truly make a difference in fighting this dehumanizing, horrific crime. The federal indictment obtained by Breitbart Texas reveals that the two men allegedly purchased commercial sex acts from the young girl referred to in the documents as Jane Doe 1, JD 1. Initially, prosecutors obtained an arrest warrant for Curtis Vance Mathis for alleged sex trafficking of children in November 2019. HSI agents later arrested the man and placed him in federal detention, court records show. The criminal complaint, also obtained by Breitbart Texas, indicated that JD1's mother dropped the 13-year-old girl off at her Fort Worth area middle school on the morning of September 25, 2019. When the mother returned home, the school notified her that the girl never made it into the school. The parents filed a missing persons report with the Fort Worth Police Department. Using photos of the girl provided by the parents, detectives with the Fort Worth Police Major Case/Human Trafficking/Missing Persons Unit found images resembling the girl in a commercial sex advertising website known as CityXSky.com. The website has since been seized and shut down by the Department of Justice. The images of the little girl appeared in an ad offering sexual acts at an Irving, Texas, motel. Police set up a sting operation at the Aria Inn & Suites Hotel located in Irving. Posing as a customer, detectives made entry to the room on November 5, 2019, and found a girl later identified as JD1 alone wearing only a large hooded sweatshirt, indicating she expected to perform a sex act with the undercover detective. Investigators report the girl appeared childlike in her mannerisms and wore no makeup. The detective said this led them to believe the pimp knew, or should have known, she was under the age of consent. A search of the room led to the discovery of evidence of commercial sex acts, including the presence of condoms, new and used, lubricants, baby wipes, lingerie, and medications used to treat urinary tract infections and sexually transmitted diseases. Detectives also found a box of cash. JD1 reportedly told investigators that Mathis forced her to perform sex acts for money by threatening to kill her. She indicated there were multiple people involved in the sex trafficking. Video images obtained from hotel surveillance cameras show Mathis allegedly entering the hotel and room with JD1. It also showed him returning to the room shortly after she engaged in meetings with multiple men. Mathis returned to the room to pick up money that JD1 had been paid for sex, investigators stated. Videos also showed images of men later identified as Johnson and Carvajal entering the room for short periods of time, the complaint reports. Text messages recovered from a phone used by JD1 showed text messages arranging for a QV or quick visit, codes for a short sexual encounter. Investigators later matched DNA found in the hotel room to the two alleged co-conspirators, USA Nash stated. The three men face federal charges of sex trafficking and conspiracy to commit sex trafficking involving a child. If convicted on the charges, they could face a sentence of up to life in federal prison. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price PTX and Facebook.